This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to Musical Homegrown, Ohio style, here in the Vinyl Garage. The first departee from the Michael Stanley Band in 1977 was guitarist, co-writer Jonah Coslin. The Beechwood Native's first post-band project was Breathless in 1979, releasing two LPs for EMI America, the aforementioned self-titled and its follow-up, 1980's Nobody Leaves This Song Alive. Despite the fact the records were full of solid, hook-heavy rock cuts ready for successful airplay anywhere in the country, the band suffered the same gremlins that his previous group fought, the gremlins that kept their sizable local popularity from spreading outside the near Midwest. These two records were as good or better than anything in Billboard's top 20 at any given point during this period. From the self-titled Breathless LP, a recycled MSB cut from Stage Pass, Nobody's Gonna Change My Mind, a top 100 single, number 92 actually, Taking It Back, and the leadoff cut, Walk Right In. Another record that should have been huge.
Tell me that
1980 found Jonah and Band as a successful opening act for numerous major artists, along with a new LP. Nobody leaves this song alive. Sadly, it would be their last. Described by Kozel as darker, not as upbeat as the first. Two of those darker cuts, Back of My Mind and Crawlin' Through the Shadows, got considerable airplay in Cleveland, but unfortunately, nowhere else. Along with the more upbeat track, Wild Weekend. By now, you shouldn't be surprised that there were no singles released to promote the album.
Much too ready to wait. In the back of
Jonah's last band-oriented LP was 1983's Aces by his new band, The Heroes, released on the smaller-than-small label Ransom. It didn't even get airplay locally. There was a 2008 solo endeavor on Michael Stanley's Line Level label, however, that I here also won't waste any airtime on. I've included Aces' leadoff cut, Say I'm the One.
I wanna get you.
chronologically the next MSB alum to release a solo project was Kevin Rowley. His 1989 LP, Delusions of Grandeur, found on Atlantic, begat two singles. The first was Moonlight on Water. Again, Cleveland was the only radio market in which you would have heard it. Michael Stanley in 1993 reunited with ex-MSBers Bob Palander, Tommy Dobeck, and Jonah Coslin, along with vocalist Jennifer Lee, forming the Ghost Poets. The unofficial single only showing up on a Razor and Tie promotional sampler was Broken Radio, a mild Stanley swipe at the music biz. And if anyone deserves to be cynical, it's him. And a recycled and updated MSB track, Why Should Love Be This Way? A stripped-down duet with Lee featuring only Palander's keyboards. This was the Poets' only release. You're listening to the music from the state we love, Ohio, here in the Vinyl Garage.
Another way.
There was a 23-year gap between Michael Stanley's solo albums, and the mindset going into each could not have been more different. 1973's Friends and Legends LP had the innocence of youth. There was still a possibility of musical stardom, unlike the attitude of 1996's Coming Up for Air, where he resigned himself to the fact that the aforementioned acclaim just wasn't coming. Those differences may have been profound. The similarities were equally startling, most notably the high level of writing, performance, and production didn't change, whether he was the young idealist of 1973 or the veteran musician of latter years. He gave 100% or more, whether he was selling out the Richfield Coliseum or playing to two people and a bartender in a club in St. Louis. You can drop the needle on any cut on any of the 13 albums to come and not be disappointed. I don't think we truly appreciate how lucky we are to have this man's music. Our gain, the rest of the country's loss. Here's a tiny representation of the Michael Stanley solo career, part two.
The police. new shades of gray. Been a long Ohio winter. They always seem to be that way. I'm so tired of waiting for the sun to slip on through. Been a long Ohio winter without you. Been a long Ohio winter. Just been killing time. Been a long Ohio winter. I can't get you off my mind. And the nights they just get longer. And I don't know. Simple was all around me. about to break. Turning to him slowly, she said, "You need to know in a very short time, this will be a long time ago." And she came with no illusions, let them scatter.
Of the same name. Long Ohio Winter, found on 2015's And Then album. The title cut to 2016's In a Very Short Time LP. And next up, closing out the show, Drinking in the Driveway from 2007's The Soft Addiction.
Chin. Now his wife is always crying.
perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right, 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0